So just one ha'ara, as it relates, not so much to today's daf, but really to everything that we've been learning. It relates very much to Yevamos. And that is one tshuva. It's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. It's printed in Evin HaEzer Chelik Beis. It's tshuva Kuf Nun, 150. And it's just an example of a shaila that was asked to Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Agoyla. And it was Negeya Yevamos. And it's just fast about how he applied different sugyas that we've been learning here in Masechtas Yevamos to answer a real life shaila. So usually when you think of Yevamos, right, you think of all the lamdas and all the Torahs from the Rosh Hashivas. But the truth is, the Dayanim and the Poiskin, certainly of yesteryear, they dealt with a lot of Yevamos shailas as well. And Kedarkim Bakoidish, they were forced to be Madame and Milsa and Milsa and Sei Chedushim and Meichesh Boynes, very often to be Mater Aguna. And this tshuva is just a classic example of, again, Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Agoyla, Rabbi Cheskel Landau, the Noida B'Yehuda, working through sugis that we've already learned together here in Masechtas Yevamos to deal and address a fascinating shaila. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. There was a woman, she was an Eishes Ish, she was married, and Lo Yaleinu, she was Hamer Dasa. She left the Yiddish Aveg completely, she stopped keeping Shabbos, she no longer kept Torah Mitzvahs. A short while later, her husband died. After her husband died, she remarried. She wasn't religious anymore. So at this point, she remarried a non-Jewish man. And she was married to this man for 20 years. At some point, she chaptzach. She had a hira tshuva. She realized, what's going to be? One day I'm going to have to give din v'cheshbin for everything that I'm doing in my life. And she realized this is not a tachlis. So she became a complete chayza b'tshuva. She moved to a different land. L'makim she'im makir noisa. And she remarried. And this time she married a Jewish man. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Anyway, shortly after she remarries, she chaps and she remembers that, you know, my first husband, who was a Jew, when he died, we had no children. And I remember he had a younger brother, which means I'm a Shomer Yafam, which means I'm not allowed to be married now to the man that I'm married to. It's a loisase in the Torah, loisia eshes amesa chutz alish zar. I have a problem. So she starts doing some research. She tries seeing if she could track down this brother. And sure enough, she was able to track him down. The problem is he was in Yanamek Velt, literally. He was on the other side of the world. And as a result, it was going to be impossible for him to go to her. She couldn't get to him. She had a little bit of an issue. She's a Shemeris Yavam from decades ago, from a previous marriage. And Lamaisa, she's not allowed to get married. Because there's a lot in the Torah. There was certainly no Yibam, there was no Chalitza either. So as a result, what is she supposed to do? So she quickly went to her local Bezdin, and she presented the Shaila, and the Bezdin convened, they got together, and they wrote a tshuva. And this was their psak. They said that this woman is allowed to stay married to her husband. You know why? And this is maveldig. They said, because we've determined that in order for the man and the woman to be in the same room, for them to meet each other, it's going to involve tremendous sakon. And loisia eishes amesa chutzal lishzor is a loisaseh, but it's not a loisaseh you have to risk your life for. Which means that right now it's impossible, and not just impossible, halacha wouldn't allow this couple to do yibum or chalitza, because you can't put your life at risk to go ahead and do a mitzvah. No, it's true there's a lav in the Torah of loisia eishes amesa chutzal lishzor. It's true there's something called zika. But at the same time, it's only because there's a mitzvah yibum and there's a mitzvah chalitza. Well, they can't do yibum, they can't do chalitza, and because they can't do yibum or chalitza, so memela, there's no zika. If there's no zika, there's no issa yivam l'shuk. If they want to stay married, they could stay married. This is what the Bezdin paskin. Now, it turns out that one of the dayanim on this Bezdin was a Talmud of the Noida B'Yehuda. So he told the Olam that maybe before we move forward with this psak, let me see if I can get my Rebbe's blessing. So he sends this Shaila and their tshuva that they wrote to the Noida B'Yehuda. So I'll just read to you a few excerpts from the Noida B'Yehuda and you'll very, very clearly and swiftly see what the Noida B'Yehuda thought of the Psak Halacha. So he tells them as follows. He says, "Ube'emes chorali olav ubi'yoyser ala shaylam." He says, I can't, this whole Shaila is making me very disappointed. Ki davar zeh, because a Shaila like this, l'gdoyle harabonim agia, l'heishe b'davar chomer. This is something that a qualified Bezdin has to paskin on. U'l'ksas poiskin nechshav davar sheba'erva, because it's according to some poiskin, a shemeres yavam that's married to someone other than the yavam is a shayla of davar sheba'erva. U'maletzi irei hashanim. Why are such young chevra? You just graduated. So what are you doing paskining a shayla like this? And then he says, v'im ki hem charifim gedoyvim. And just to be fair, you're a big charif. You're getting involved in this. He says, if you want to spend time, you should learn shas. You should learn poiskim. He says, that's what you should be doing. He says, I know you a little bit. I know you're not such a balki in Shulchan Aruch. You still have work to do. And he says, and even the things you learned, maybe chazer. But the bottom line is, he says, someone... The fact that you're presenting this Shiloh to me is already disappointing me. I'm skipping a little bit. And then he says, Ure'eh. Then he tells him, afterwards, Ubereisi advarim hazar malalu. He said, this was my reaction when I opened up the envelope. He says, then I read the tshuva. And when I read the tshuva, right? Ubereisi advarim hazar malalu. Hoisafti charoin af yoiser v'yoiser. He says, I got angrier and angrier. And he says, Ure'eh, take a look. Kama gever etzlecha hayaldus v'hashachros. He says, what an immature psak. He says, this is the way you go about a psak halacha. L'hoyrois l'havilcho behevel avolim ke'elu ve'ena dvarim k'day l'hoshev aleim kla. Betzim, I shouldn't even respond. V'roi ato ligor b'cho b'go'or avruza. I should be yelling and screaming at you. And then he told him afterwards, I know I'm being sharf, of a vitamin li. He says, trust me, she'beshvil ha'noscha v'toyvoscha ha'nikoysa l'cho dvarim koshem. I'm doing this for your good. Because you're talented and you're oymid l'gdula, but if you're going to go ahead and write tshuvas like this, you're not going to go anywhere. So as a result, I'm doing this l'tayvascha. It's just kedai to appreciate that, you know, the Noid Behuda, when he addressed the tshuva, so he addresses it, doesn't mention the shoyl's name, but he does address him with titles. He writes like this, Shloimim Alpha, Lemande Sakina Harifa, Machvi Churfa, Tavar Kippa. You need Rashi and Tosfos to understand this. But the point is, he was clearly a Charif. Moided b'mida tfufa, kfoid ahuvi yedidi, she'er b'sari. They were mishpacha also. Harabani hamufla umuflig v'chachem tuva ha'charif v'shonen. So if you had a lot of respect for the Shoyl, that's what he told him. He says, I respect you tremendously. But this... As I saw a tshuva, because the Yehuda wasn't masking, he didn't say why he wasn't masking, he didn't have to say why he wasn't masking. The reason he wasn't masking was because it's true that if you can't do Yibam, you can't do Chalitza, there's no Zika, but that's if there's no Nefila Yibam. There's no Nefila. So if there's no Nefila, like an Erev, it doesn't fall Yibam. Over here there's a Nefila Yibam, punk, you can't do Yibam because it's a Matzav of Sakana. That's not going to somehow sever the Zika. You have to mamish learn up what the Havamin of this Sakina Harifa, the Choyl and the Noid of Yehuda, was saying, because obviously at Vashtanin, but at the same time, at first glance, it sounds like the Noid of Yehuda's reaction. But either way, this is the Shah that was presented to Noid of Yehuda, and this woman wants to know what she should do. So Noid of Yehuda, Kedarki B'Kodesh, sat down and he wrote an 8-page tshuva, not a short tshuva. So he wrote a long tshuva to try to come up with an Eitzah, to try to figure out a way, maybe to be mata this woman, to be able to stay married to her husband, because really, at first glance, we have a little bit of an issue here. We have a loisaseh of leisiyah eishas hameis achutz lishzar. So again, it's a long tshuva. We'll just mention very, very, very briefly three ha'aris that the Noid B'Yehuda had, and it's all tied into things that we're learning. It's mamish nifla. The first thing he said was, is the shaila that was presented was that this woman left the Yiddish derech while she was married. So she was married to a Jewish man, and she was Hamer Dasa. Then her husband died, no children. She went married a guy for 20 years. Then she gets married again, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and she chaps, oops, I'm a Shemeres Yavam from 20 years ago. Right, that's what happened. But the story was that she was Hamer Dasa while she was married. So Noid B'Yehuda said that I don't know if it's rachik to say that a woman that's Hamer Dasa, being that she's a mummer now, and we know that a mummer is choshin and kol ha'tayra kula, Kal v'chomer she would be choshen in the area of Gili Arayas. Because Gezel v'Arayas, nafshin shal odem mechamdasen mesavasen. So if she's now a mummer in Shabbos and all these different areas, it's mistaber that she's a choshud when it comes to Gili Arayas as well. If that's the case, it might not be a leap of faith to say that this woman was mezana tachas baila. If she was mezana tachas baila, she's a soita. We know Rav's halacha in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that Sora Soita Asura Mai Taima Tumak Zibba Kairayas, that a Soita has a din of an erfa. She doesn't fall evil. So says the Noid B'Yehuda, if we're willing to accept this hanacha that this woman was Mizana Tachas Baila when she was Hamer Dasa, so it would come out she's a Soita. If she's a Soita, she doesn't fall evil in the Chalit. So the Noid B'Yehuda said, this is my Muschel Rishon, this is my first glance. Eitzah, let's see if we can work with this to try to figure out a way to be mad to this woman. But the Noid B'Yehuda says, that lachra iyun, there's two very obvious problems. Number one, meichteisa, she was mezana. It's possible she was mezana. A chashud, yeah. So l'chumra, I would consider a soita maybe. But you want it to be a soita l'kula now. You want to say because she's a soita, so she never fell a yibum, so she's allowed to get married to an ishzar without chalitza. Mechatesi, she's a chashud. Oh, but you don't know for sure she's a soita. But he says, besides, Rav said, Tzara soita asura, my time at tumuk zibba karais. It might be the most famous line in the entire Masechtas Yevamos, right? One of the most festive sugiyos, Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi al Rambam, etc., etc. You know what's interesting? La halacha, it's a major machlekes hapoiskim if we paskin like Rav. The Rambam and the Rif and many Rishonim paskin like Rav. That tzara soita asura, which means a soita and her tzara, there's no din yibin, there's no din chalitza. Oh, but there are other Rishonim that don't paskin that way. The Ravid, the Meram Rutenberg, the Trumas Hadeshen, they hold that a soita requires chalitza. And you know what the makar is? A gemara that we learned together. A gemara daf gimel amid beis. The gemara said, minyana de reisha l'mutei mai, u minyana de seifa l'mutei mai, chamesh esrei noshim poitrus l'resem. That was the minyana de reisha. And then it says, harei elu, that was the minyana de seifa. And the gemara said, minyana de reisha l'mutei mai, minyana de seifa l'mutei mai. And the gemara said, chad l'mutei rav, v'chad l'mutei rav asi. Rashi said, who's rav who holds saras soit asura? Who's rav asi holds saras island is asura? But chad l'mutei rav, that what? That really saras soit is not Osir, because there is no Tumuk Sibba Karayas. So it's a Mefurish Gemara and Daf Gimel Amid Beis, not like Rav. And it's because of that the Raivin, in his Asogas Raivin, doesn't paskin like Rav. He paskin Sora Soit is going to be Mutter. What's the halacha? Is going to require Chalitza. So what's the halacha? It's Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber paskins that Sora Soit Asur like Rav, and the Ramah paskin that Sora Soit is not Osir. And that there is no Tumuk Sibba Karayas. So Zoktinai de Behuda, for me to tell you that this woman is allowed to stay married to her husband because she's a Soita and Tumuk Sibba Karayas, so that she never fell a Yibum to this Ach Katan 20 years ago, and as a result there's no Lav of Laisiyah Eshes HaMesa Achutza Lishzar, two problems. Number one, Mechatei says she was a Soita. What do you mean? She went off the derech, she was in Chazan, and she wasn't keeping Shabbos, and who knows what else she was doing. I hear, but at the same time, you have evidence she was Mezana? A Choshud, that she was a Soita Vadak? You have no Raya. So if that's the case, I can't use that. And he says, besides, Halacha L'maisa, there are more paskins, like the Shitas Haravid, that a soita is not an erva. So that a soita requires chalitza at the very least, and a tzara soita for sure would require chalitza. So if that's the case, we, the Bnei Ashkenaz, all follow the Ramah, and if we follow the Ramah, l'chayre, that too is going to end up being an issue. So said the Neid Behuda, even though Muscharishan, that I thought might have been an Eitzah, I don't think that's an Eitzah. But he said, I have another plan. Chamnacha plan. And that is, we spoke at yesterday, there's a Shitas HaGa'onim that the Mordechai brings in Perek HaChayletz, and that is that if you have two brothers, but one of the brothers is a mummer, there's no din yibum v'chalitza. Because it says in the Torah, ki yeshvu achim yachtav, and it means that they're achim b'mitzvahs, and if either the achameis Ruvain is a mummer, or the achachai Shimon is a mummer, that would be enough that there should be no mitzvah v'yimum. Says the Neid Behuda, if one of the Yevamin is a mummer, according to the Ga'onim that the Mordechai brings, the Itter brings, there's no Yibum. Maybe if the Yevama is a Mumeres, there would also be no Yibum. So he says, if that's the case, we have an Eitzah. The Eitzah is, she was a Mumeres. She was definitely Hamer Dasa. We don't know if she's a Soita. That was a Safik, but she was Hamer Dasa. So if that's the case, she's a Mumeres. If she's a Mumeres, so maybe we can invoke the Chiddush of the Mordechai. And if that's the case, maybe that's going to be an Eitzah. Obazok, you'd have two problems here as well. The first problem I have is that the Mordechai only said it regarding the Achim. He never said it with regards to the Mumeres. And Befrat, based on the Lumdus that we spoke at yesterday, it's all a din in Achim, right? The Ach is defining the man in this picture, not the woman. Over there, they have to be Achim and Mitzvahs. There you have the Lumdus of the Avni Maluim. But the point is, it's only regarding the men. It's Reuven and Shimon, but regarding the Yevama, you don't find anywhere that she has to not be a Mumeres. So Kobi Mumeres falls Liyibim. And he says, besides, we spoke at the Beis Yosef, who is Matmiya, Betkifus Gedoyla, on the sheet of the Ga'inim, and the Shitasa in the Mechaber, he said, clearly not that way. So number one, we don't really, the whole halach of the Mardchai, and the Shitas of Ga'inim was only in the Gay of the Achim, you don't find anywhere regarding the Mumeres, and he speaks out by Arichos why he thinks that it should be different, Befrat if the Makar is Achim, so Achim is defining the Mer, it's not defining the Yavama, and besides, the Pashas, we don't paskin that way anyways. So if we don't paskin that way, so L'chayra, that wouldn't be an Itza either. But then the Neid Behuda said, I have an Itza. I have a chap. I was thinking about this, and he said, I have another chap. And maybe this is going to help us. And that is, we learned today the sugya of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. And what we saw in the sugya is Machlokes Samayram, it's also Machlokes Tanam. But the primary source to this Machlokes of Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, is a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir and the Chacham. What was the case? The case was, there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died, he left over no children. So that Reuven's wife fell a Yibum to Shimon and Levi. Shimon then goes, and Shimon is Mekadesh, the sister of Eshes Reuven. Which means that right now, the woman that Shimon wants to marry is this Achos Skukasa. So the question is, could he go forward with this marriage or could he not go forward with this marriage? It was Machlokes Tanah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir says, we tell Shimon, Hamtein mi lichnois ad sheyasa achicha maisa. Don't do chuppah, don't get married, no bia, until Levi goes ahead and does either Yibam v'chalitza. Because as long as Eshes Reuven is a Yavama, so it comes out, your wife that you want to be married to is now Achos Skukasa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir holds Yesh Zika, and that's a problem. The Chacham argued, because the Chachamim hold Ein Zika. That's the Gemara that is the primary source to the Machloikis of Yesh Zika Ein Zika. Tosfos on today's daf, on the top of daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, says, Omari, the reset, the daf Kakidesh Oimrim Leihante Milisa. The only time we tell the brother to wait, Acheyasa Achicha Maisa, is in the event that all Shimon did was Mekadesh, the sister of the Skuka. But what would be if he actually did Nesuin? Let's say he went and there was a Nesuin. There was a full-fledged Nesuin. At that point, we would say, forget about Zika. At that point, we would say, you don't have to worry about it and you could just stay married. And the lumdus is Pashit. The lumdus is because once Shimon marries his Yavama's sister, his Yavama is not his Yavama anymore. Because now she's a regular Geheirga Achos Ishtoi. And Achos Ishtoi is one of the Chamesh Esrei Noshim. In fact, it's the Makar, it's the Iker of the Chamesh Esrei Noshim. That's where it says Olea and Litzra. And she's not going to be Yavam anymore. If she's not going to be Yavam anymore, there's not going to be a problem of Achos Kukasa. In other words, Tosfos says that in the event you have a Yavama that falls the Yipum, and then later something happens, and as a result she becomes an Erva, so now there's nothing to worry about anymore. She's not a Yavama anymore. Now, it's not okay what you did. Also levatul mitzvah Yavamin, mutal levatul mitzvah Yavamin, but at the same time, an Erva she's not. Right, what was the case? Again, let's just be clear again. Reuven died, left over Shimon and Levi. Shimon now, in Tosfos' case, did Nesuin to Reuven's wife's sister. At that point, the Yavam is a full-fledged Achos Ishtoi. And if that's the case, there's no Yibam anymore. So there's no reason to be Hamtein. What do you have to be Hamtein for? Because of Achos Kukascha? She's an Achos Ishtoi, a regular Achos Ishtoi. And because she's a regular Achos Ishtoi, there's no problem anymore. So said today, the Behuda have a chap. Here's the chap. It's true, this woman is a Yavama. She fell a Yibam 20 years ago. But now she got married. So now that she's married, she's an Erva to the Yavam. What's the Erva? Eishes Ish. That's the Erva. Tosfos said on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Reb Chaim Eishes Achta Memelo Balas Tanai, Eishes Ish is Eichet an Erva. So right now she's an Erva. If right now she's an Erva, she's Potem, and Ayyubim and Achalitza. So if that's the case, you have nothing to worry about. Just like Tosfos says that if she would become an Achis Isha after the Nefila Yibum, you have nothing to worry about. She became an Eishes Ish. Ein Lucha Erva G'day L'mizu. So if now she's an Eishes Ish, so she's done. If that's the case, it's not going to be a problem. A Bezoktene Yehuda, this is a good chap. But the problem is, it's not so poshit that when this woman got married to this man, that the Kedusha was even chal. Because it's a Gemara later, Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, whether Kedushin is Toifes B'Yevama L'Shuk, or Kedushin is not Toifes B'Yevama L'Shuk. Meaning, what happens if Yevama goes ahead L'Shuk and she decides she wants to get married? Is the Kedushin Toifes B'Yevama L'Shuk, or is the Kedushin not Toifes B'Yevama L'Shuk? Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Minayin she'in Kedushin Toifes B'Yevama L'Shuk, she'nemer lo'isi eishes ha'meis ha'chutza l'rzar, le'tehe ba'havaya. L'rzar, it doesn't work. Shmuel amar, Shmuel says, ba'ani yosenu. He says, I think that Tzricha get, she does need a get. Masafkele l'shmul, Shmuel was Mesopic. But the bottom line is, Rav Shita is that Kedushin is not Toivis B'Yavam L'Shok. Shmuel Shita is, it's a Sofic if Kedushin is Toivis B'Yavam L'Shok. So said the Neid B'Yuda. According to Rav, my Eitzah doesn't start. Because according to Rav, she's a Yavama. If she's a Yavama, so her Kedushin was never Toivis to this man. She's not married. She's not married. She's not an Eishnish. Not an Eishnish. Then it's a nice Chav, but the Eitzah is not going to work out. The only way it could work is according to Shmuel. The problem is even Shmuel said Mesafkele, it's only a Sofik. So if it's only a Sofik, it's only a Sofik that it's going to work. If it's a Sofik that it's going to work, the Sfeki de Reisel, the C.H. Samei Sachutzel Lizar, so that's also going to be a problem. In other words, the Night Beyuda said, I had three Eitzes. All three Eitzes seemed to fall short. First Eitz was, maybe she's a Saita. Maybe she's a Saita. She was Hamer Dasa, so maybe she was Mezana. If she was Mezana, a Saita doesn't fall Yibam. So the Night Beyuda have two problems with that. Number one, Mechet Eitz said she was Mezana. And number two, the Ramos Shita is, like the Ravid, that a Saita is not a Surah. A Saita requires Chalitza. So that's, that Lucher is not going to be an Eitzah. Then he said, I have a second. Maybe she's a Mumeres. She was definitely a Mumeres. So maybe we can invoke the Chiddush of the Mardchai. But Pashas, that's only the Yavam. Not if it's the Yavam. Oh, so that's not going to be Eitzah either. But he said, maybe she's an Eitzah Zish. Now she's an Eitzah Zish. So if now she's an Eitzah Zish, an Eitzah Zish is an Erev, and Erev is Patma Nachlitz Menayibim. Yeah, but that's only true according to one side in Shmuel. According to Rav, she's not an Eitzah Zish because the Kiddush wasn't Teufis. And according to Shmuel, it's Mazavkalik. So Lucher is no Eitzah. We have to figure this out. So Zokhtinei Behuda, I'll tell you what I think we can do. We can create a Svek Sveika. What's a Svek Sveika? So we have to buckle our seats. Said, no, the Behuda, maybe the Eitz is like this. I'm comfortable going out on a limb. He has two Nuschois of the Svek Sveika, but for the sake of relative simplicity, we're just going to pick one. So Naid Behuda says like this. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say, Kedai HaMechaber, Lismay Cholov, B'Shas HaTchak, V'Kedai HaRambam, V'Harith, Roiv G'doy V'Rishonim, Lismay Aleihem, B'Shas HaTchak, that the Halach is like Rav, that Tzoros Erev is also, which means that an Erev, a Soit is an Erev, and there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. So we're going to take that Hanoch, even though the Ramos says not that way. Abba, it is the Shita HaShulchan Aruch, and for sure, Kedai, all these Gedoylim in a situation like this, which is very much, is a Chezeres Petshuva, this is very much a situation of a Shas HaTchai. He said, the problem is, she's not a Saita. She's not a Saita. She was Hamer Dasa. She might be a Saita. Abba Zok Tinoi De Behuda. A Suffix Saita, Zicha she is. You can't tell me she's not a Suffix Saita. She's Zicha a Suffix Saita. So because she's a Suffix Saita, because she's for sure Chashid. So Suffix Saita, she's going to be. So we have a woman that's a Suffix. She might be a Saita. And if she might be a Saita, she might be Potter. She might be Potter from Yibam and Chalitza. This woman also got married. We paskin like Shmuel that it's a Suffix where the Kedushin is Teufis B'Yavam L'Shuk. Which means there is a tzad that she's married. Shmuel's psak was misafkale. That's his psak, and we pass him that way in Shulchan Aruch. So she's sofik mikudeshes. On the tzad she's mikudeshes, she's an HSS, she's an Arab, she doesn't fully yibum. Since then, I have two tzadim lahakil. I have one tzad lahakil, maybe she's a soita. I have another tzad lahakil, that maybe she's an HSS. One of shach, she's bottom, and I yibum lechalitza, and that's my etzah, said the Naid Behuda. I think maybe we can work this out. Then the Noid of Yehuda was Chayzer, and he said, I don't know, I'm not sure. He said, because even though it's Mavur and Tois V'staf Yud Chesam Adai, is that if a woman, a Yavama, would become an Achis Isha, after the Nefilah Le'Yibam, it would knock out any Zika, but Eishas Ish might be different. He says a Svara, to be Mechalik, his Svara is... whatever, no time. But he says a Svara L'chalik, and then he says he thinks he remembers seeing the Svara in one of the Rishonim, and then he says he thinks it might have even been in a Tosfos, but he says he can't find the Tosfos now. That's what Naid Behuda said. On the side of the Naid Behuda, there's a Haggah from the Naid Behuda's son, Rav Shmuel Landau, Mi Ben HaMechaber, and he said the Tosfos is the top Tosfos in Masechta Zivamas, after Zayin Amar Aleph, Ayin Sham. Again, we'll have to say this for another way. But that's what the Naid Behuda said. So Maisi ended up being Chayzer. But his Eitzah was to create a Svek Sveka. What would the Svek Sveka have been? The Svek Sveka would have been, it's a Suffolk, she might be a Saita, and even if she's not a Saita, but there's also a Suffolk that she might be an Eishes Ish. A Saita is Tumik Sibba Karayis, Eishes Ish is also Tumik Sibba Karayis. So based on the Svek Sveka, this is the Eitzah that he wanted to have. But let's just go a little bit more. We went this far. Let's take it one step further. Reb Chaim Moser. Reb Chaim Moser in Shailos Hatshuvos Achiyezer. And this is in Chelek Aleph, it's in Siman Beis, right at the beginning of the Siman. He was discussing a similar Shailah. And he brings this psak from the Noida Yehuda. The Eitz of the Noid of Yehuda wasn't his final psak, but the Eitz of the Noid of Yehuda, where the Noid of Yehuda wanted to create a Svek Sveka, where he wanted to come up with an Eitz. So he says, it's a Tamir to me, the Noid of Yehuda Svek Sveka. Why? And this is going to tie into Ray that we spoke about last week, and that will end. And that is because the Noid, what was the Noid of Yehuda Svek Sveka? It's a Suffix, she might be a Saita. It's also a Suffix, she might be an HSS. What's the Suffix, she might be a Saita? This woman's a Choshet, she might have been Mizana. And on the side that she was Mizana, she's a Saita, Tumak Sibak Harais. And even though Shutz Machalik is Mechaber Ramah, or Bekidaya Mechaber Varamah Varifles Mechaleim, and Azam start Maisim et Hashas Adchai. Right, that was the Eitz of Noid Behuda. But the Noid Behuda is basically telling me that if you have a woman, and you have a Suffix that she might be a Saita, the Halach is, Mi Suffix, we have to consider her as a soita. Tumuk sevakarayis. We could be mitzarefet a sveksveika, but if you have a suffix that she might be a soita, the way you look at it is as a suffix to that maybe she's a soita vad. I have two rayas that a suffix soita is not treated like a suffix soita in the world of Tumuk sevakarayis. His first raya is from the Gemara in Soita Dafayim Abayis, where the Gemara asked the kasha, suffix soita da lachis chaylatsis flamis abemis. Right, the Gemara, v'tasiyab anami yevume, why do chalitza, why can't you do yibum? And the Gemara needed makairis, either a pasik or a kalvachaymer. Freik, toisvis, in yevam is taf yud alef amad alef, in the suyiv tzara soita, what's the Gemara's kasha, v'tasiyab anami yevume? Does a havamina that you should be able to do yibum with a suffix soita? Every suffix soita is a suffix soita vaday. If a soita vaday is tumak siba karayis, so then the chayra suffix soita vaday should be misuffix tumak siba karayis. So what was the havamin? You should be able to do yibum. The other kasha that Reb Chaim Moser asks is the Rambam paskins that the tzara of a suffix soita is oichay letzes oimis yabemes. That's the halacha. The tzara of a suffix soita, if you want to do yibum, you can do yibum. Why? Because there's no din tzara suffix soita. The Rambam paskins like Rav Tumak Siba Karayis, so tzara soita is also yibum b'chalitza, but the tzara of a suffix soita is oichay letzes oimis yabemes. So we spoke out that the Velt asks that l'chayra, how could the tzara of a suffix soita be oichay letzes oimis yabemes? Every tzaras suffix soita is a tzaras suffix soita vaday. And if a soita vaday tzara can't do yibum, then a tzaras suffix soita should also not be able to do yibum. But what do you see from here? You see from these two kashas, said Reb Chaim Moser, that when you have a woman that's a suffix soita vaday, we don't treat her like a suffix soita vaday. She's not treated like a suffix soita vaday. You see it from the Gemara's kasha in soita daf hayamid beis, where the Gemara said v'tasiyab enami yevumi, and then you see it again from the Rambam's psak that the tzara of a suffix soita is oichay letzes oimisya bemes. Why don't you say that mi suffix she might be a soita vaday, and if mi suffix she's a soita vaday, you should have a problem. So Reb Chaim Moser said it's klar that you don't treat a suffix soita that way. If you don't treat a suffix soita that way, so he said, I don't understand the Noida Behuda. The Noida Behuda was considering this woman to be a suffix soita, l'chumra, l'chayra, she's not a suffix soita, because even a suffix soita we don't treat like a suffix soita. There's no etlcherayas for that. So l'chayra, he did, says, Reb Chaim Moser, I don't understand the Noida Behuda's reasoning that being that she's a chashuk because she was hamer dasa, we should look at her as a suffix soita vaday. No such thing as a suffix soita vaday. There is no such mitzias. How do I know that? Because the Gemara said in soita hamer base, do yibum. What do you mean do yibum? She might be tumak siba karayas. And the Rambam says there's no din by the tzara. What do you mean there's no din by the tzara? Mi suffix, there should be a problem with the tzara. The Teretz says there is no such halacha. So if no such halacha, what's pshat in the Noida Behuda? It's a bomb kasha. This is the kasha of Reb Chaim Moser. So I saw in the Likutei Aris, in the back of the Noida Behuda, they bring the Reb Aaron Kotler, the Sheshiva Zatzal. So in his Shailos Hatshuvas Mishnas Reb Aaron, it says in Chelik Beis Simen Samach Tal, it's of Kotan Tazayin. He said the Teretz Reb Chaim Moser's kasha is Pashat. It's the raid that we spoke out on Daf Yud Aleph. It's true, it's mavur from the Reb Chaim Moser's Rayas that the suffix soita is not treated like a suffix soita vaday. But it's not always. There's no such thing as suffix when it comes to a soita. In every area in halacha, there's something called a soita, a suffix. But when it comes to soita, there's no such thing as suffix. The only reason the Gemara asked the kasha for the siyab nami yevumi in soita heyam at beis, the only reason the Rambam paskins that the tzara of a suffix soita can do yibam adu chalitza, isn't it a suffix? The teretz is because the Gemara in soita heyam at beis and that Rambam was talking about a suffix soita, quote unquote. What's a suffix soita? That's a woman that had kinoi, that had stira, and as a result, the Torah said, you need to be concerned, maybe there's an issue. Over there, it's true that suffix soita is not treated like a suffix soita vaday. And the lambdas, like Reb Chaim said, is because at the end of the day, what evidence do you have that an avera happened? The only evidence you have is that there was a stira. That's really the evidence that you have. The Gemara says, Eino Yisrin Ala Yichud, Kedushin Pei Aleph. Nervos, there's a chiddush ha-toyre that when there's kinui, you have to be concerned. But Reb Chaim said that the chiddush ha-toyre of Suffolk Saita is that we even dan it like a Suffolk. And that's why you said Lamdis, that it only applies to some dinim, it doesn't apply to Tomik Sibakai Reis, or the Lamdis of Reb Chaim. But the bottom line is, there's a fundamental difference between a Suffolk Saita and a Suffolk Saita Vada. It's not the same thing. A Suffolk Saita is not really a Suffolk. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that we dan it like a Suffolk. So over there, it's true, as it relates to the din Tomik Sibakai Reis, so Mayrein of Rabbeinu, Reb Chaim Briska, already was Mechadish to all the Lamdei of the Sugis, of the suffix site, that a suffix site is not considered a suffix site of Adai when it comes to all the dinim of Yavamis. Of if you have a woman that you are suspicious, legitimately, she might be a site. What, you're going to tell me you don't treat her like a suffix site? It's not a hefkevelt. How can you not treat her like a suffix site? And being that site of Adai is an erva, so if you had a woman that was a suffix site of Adai, you would have to treat her like a suffix erva. And that's why the Noid B'Yud and this Truva treated this woman like a suffix site of Adai, and that's how he was cheshbin his halachas of Svek Sveika. But the bottom line is, this is a classic tshuva from the Noida Behuda. It's classic from the beginning, from the Shaila to the Noida Behuda's reaction to the way the Shaila was presented to him, and to the psak of the Yinger Abunim, and to the koyach that terror of the Noida Behuda, to the way the Noida Behuda is being mafalful in all the sugis that we've been learning together in Mesechtes Yevamis, and now just with a little bit of a digging just a little deeper knage from Reb Chaim Moiser and Reb Aaron, based on the Heilige Reid from Reb Chaim Briska. And we will end here.